music of Anastasia Rizikov, the Canadian classical pianist who has been touring the world with her virtuosic performances. The Torontonian began playing at the age of 5. She trained with some of the best here in Ontario before making her way to Paris to continue her studies and working with names like Andra Schiff, Emmanuel Ax, and Olga Kern. Anastasia is currently on the international competition circuit, and she's done very well across Europe, Spain, the Ukraine, Italy, and Russia, and closer to home in Canada and the U.S. as well, winning the Canadian Music Competition and the Canadian Chopin Competition. Anastasia performed at Carnegie Hall in competition in 2010, and then later at Kerner Hall here in Toronto. She has wowed with performances of Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Grieg, and we'll get to Bach, Ravel, and Beethoven this weekend, Saturday night at Grace Church on the Hill in Forest Hill.
It's my pleasure to welcome Anastasia Rizikov to the New Classical FM studios.
Thank you for having me, Mark. I'm so happy to be back.
Great to be with you. Yes, you are a world traveler, my friend.
Yeah, kind of. And yet I'm always back in Toronto, good old Toronto.
And it's very good to have you back. You've got an exciting recital that's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
You spent some time in Paris. Do you feel like you're a bit of a road dog at this point? Do you have your frequent flyer miles and you know how to pack exactly?
Oh, for sure. At security, I know exactly how to put all the stuff out onto the conveyor belts. And I'm like, you know, very, very experienced with that kind of stuff. But I love it. I mean, at this point, I'm a foreigner everywhere, even in Toronto, you know, like I don't quite feel at home anywhere. But I don't say that as a bad thing. I mean, I'm always exploring and discovering new cities or old cities, yeah.
You did an interesting tour that I was just reading about. I think it was back in the fall, yeah. Through northern Canadian provinces.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Lots of bison. Lots and lots of bison. But it was fantastic, really. This is the kind of oasis us musicians are constantly looking for, especially if we're living in a huge metropolis like Toronto or Paris or whatever. We want to be in this kind of secluded area with wide spaces and nothing but bison, right?
Pretty great for that group of people who live in those smaller towns. Maybe they don't have this sort of caliber of musician,
you know,
coming through too often. You know,
they were fantastic. They've never heard it before. They don't have that much classical music around there, but they were such a grateful audience, and they loved it. And they didn't clap between movements. They were fantastic.
They knew exactly how it works.
Exactly.
Let's talk about competing. You've been in an awful lot of competitions,
yeah.
And you've been very successful with it. How do you handle that? Because I can't imagine knowing that in my schedule I had 3 or 4 competitions ahead of me this year.
Oh.
What kind of mental space do you need to be in to continue to do that type of
work?
Well,
honestly, it's never less stressful. I mean, if anything, it becomes more stressful as you get older and you realize how difficult it is. When you're a kid and you're naive and you're stupid, it's fantastic. I mean, you go to a competition, just play a program, and then you win. I mean,
it's a good time to win, isn't it?
Norm, right? Yeah. And then as you get older, you realize life is not so easy anymore. So, and then you start questioning your musical abilities and so on and so forth, right? I mean, the usual artist crisis, right? Competitions teach you, they really
do make you better. I think.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like taking a cold bath in northern Siberia, right? Like, it really makes you harden up.
Let me ask you this. What composer makes you take a deep breath before diving into the repertoire where you think, okay, I'm going to have to really focus to make this work?
Bach.
Okay.
Bach, yeah. That's the ultimate brain tickler. I mean, that's a very light way to put it. I mean, Bach is really the epitome of, you know, intellectual versus music. So, I mean, it's double the work for me, at least.
And we see the greatest pianists in the world returning to that repertoire.
Absolutely.
Over and over again.
Absolutely.
Making it new again, which is always exciting. What about the composers that make you feel like, I just can't wait to get on the piano and perform?
Rachmaninoff, Sergei Vasilievich. Always, all the way. I mean, with Rachmaninoff, I feel comfortable. Really, the way he writes and the music itself. I mean, I'm Russian, so for me, I guess this music speaks, I mean, to myself, and I always close to my roots. And even though I was born in Toronto, Russian music and Ukrainian music and Ukrainian language, Russian language were always a part of my life growing up.
I do love that because I've had different performers in here from all different parts of the world, and there is a connection with that composer who happened to be from your part of the world, which is always very exciting. Now, you've kind of taken pieces that you're thrilled to play and pieces that will be a challenge, what we just talked about, and you've put them all into this recital on Saturday.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had people ask me why Bach, Rachmaninoff in the first half and Beethoven and Ravel in the second. It wasn't to draw parallels. It was actually to accentuate how different they were and how much we've evolved in 200, 250 years to see that huge contrast of compositional style and just development. So, Bach and Beethoven are definitely out of my comfort zone, but I love them dearly. So, I did realize at some point that, you know, a good 70-80% of my repertoire is like Russian 19th century or 20th century. I thought, okay, we're having a bit of a problem here. We need to develop some things, change some things around. So definitely exploring. We're always exploring, always discovering.
A beautiful place for it this Saturday night, February 1st, 7:30 p.m., Grace Church on the Hill. That's 300 Lonsdale Road in Forest Hill. And tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite. And you just head to the website there and go ahead and search. And we're so excited, Anastasia, that you dropped by, and good luck this Saturday, Anastasia Ryzhikov.
Thank you.
We're going to get to your music with Grieg in just a moment.